is to live your faith. And if we look at our, you know, in the Bible at people, the apostles and followers of Christ who lived their faith, it wasn't easy for them. As a matter of fact, they were attacked. They were, you know, just persecuted. And you have to live your faith, because right now we are a free people. And if we can't boldly live our faith when we're a free people, then how do they think it's going to be when they're really tested and they're not a free people? So don't be afraid to live your faith, and that means get involved and stand firm for all of our values in every level of government, city, county, you know, school board, state, federal. Get involved. Show up. Be present. Hold people accountable. Run for office. You know, just get out there. So that's the way to do it. Okay, Greg.
Thank you. God bless you.
I'm totally out of town. Okay. You two have time. Okay. Bye-bye.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts, and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You can get more at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And it is my sincere pleasure to welcome my next guest to the program. He is the Director of Communications for Liberty HealthShare, medical health care sharing, helping you to have health care freedom. You can reach out to him and get your questions answered at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Well, Matt, welcome. Good to have you, sir.
Thank you for having me, Pastor Greg.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Well, when we think about, you know, what is, again, coming through, they're talking about the Delta variant now, but there, you know, there's kids going to school, there's a push for mask mandates, there's a push for, you know, in some cities now, they're mandating vaccines. Some employers are mandating vaccines. People are having to make a choice. I was talking to a friend this morning on air, Matt Long, and we were talking about how at the Texas Capitol, if you've had a vaccine, you get to wear a wristband. You can go wherever you want. But if you haven't had a vaccine, then you don't get a wristband, and you're limited in where you can go. So I guess you're limited in your ability to express your constitutional free speech and redress of government is now limited, predicated on whether you did or didn't get vaccinated. This is becoming, you know, it's an issue of freedom, and it comes back to also, you know, are you going to end up having a insurance company or a healthcare provider that's going to tell you, if you want to be seen by us, this is what you're going to have to do? That's going to be a scary thing, Matt.
Yeah, and I think the constitutionality of all of these measures is going to shake out at some point here very soon, because what you're basically saying is you're hamstringing people based on personal choice and based on what you think they can and can't do on the dictates of one conscience over another. Some people would say, well, they're posing a threat or a risk to society. The other side says, if the other part of society has protected themselves, then, you know, the risk is all on my own and I willfully take that on. There are many people who have concerns and issues about the Delta variant, and many people who have concerns and issues when it comes to the vaccine. Mm-hmm. And frankly, I think the answer lies in individual freedom and liberty. And that's one thing that we have been very vocal about at Liberty HealthShare, is that if you want to get a vaccine, then that's your choice. And if you don't, that's your choice as well. And you should be able to surround yourself with institutions and groups and ways of supporting that decision that really help you in your own efforts. And so at Liberty HealthShare, we're here to support you in the desires that you want to do. And we're here to help you along the way. So it is a very strange time that we live in, where whether or not people have a shot get almost preferential treatment over others who may not want it based on personal conscience issues. That was something that we felt was rather sacrosanct at one time in this country, but that tide seems to be shifting.
It seems to be shifting in you know, how media is addressing these things. You know, it certainly makes you concerned when it seems as though it's a top down kind of a push, and yet, you know, as was mentioned in my last guest comments, you know, it doesn't prevent you from getting anything. It just means that when you get it, you're going to get a reduced case of it. Well, everybody in my household has had this. And, of the, I don't know, 7 or 8 of us that have had this, I was the only one that ended up with the double pneumonia issue and coughing up blood and what have you. Everybody else in my household that had this had pretty much a mild case. There may have been one other person that spent, you know, like a day in bed, but they didn't have the issues that I had. And I understand that I had multiple morbidities, if you will, that were other than that. I mean, someone who is in a wheelchair like me, who gets, you know, a chest cold or a flu that settles in the chest, you know, people in wheelchairs are susceptible to pneumonia because we don't get up and move around like the rest of the world. So that is one of our areas of weakness, if you will. Is that, and you know, so and nobody in my household's been vaccinated. Now I'm in trouble, right, Matt? Now I'm gonna have the vaccine police coming. but my point is that a lot of the people that I've talked to who have had this without a vaccine had a very mild reaction.
Well, what we're dealing with, I think, at this point is that COVID-19 and the understanding of the science of this disease and how people react to it and the vaccine is still so very new. So to believe that anything is settled on this debate is, I think, believing something that might be a little naive at this point, because having things still so new and unsettled when it pertains to the science, you know, there are doctors here in Pennsylvania who are saying if you had a mild case, then you already have a lot of the antibodies, mm-hmm. and the vaccine's not going to do anything and it may be harmful. Mm-hmm. How does this affect people like myself who have an autoimmune disorder? And what is there to do with other prescriptions and other ways of dealing with these things? You know, there are things such as ADEs that could be possible helpful to do this, antibody dependent enhancement systems. You know, so there are there are a lot of myriad of ways to combat a disease, and we haven't had the time or the science to explore every single one of these. So I would just issue caution to people, to companies, to others, to who believe that the vaccine is the only way to take care of this thing, that government intervention is the only way to handle these issues, that top-down authoritarianism is the only way to make sure that your neighbors are behaving. I would exercise caution and cooler heads, and let good thinking prevail on these types of issues, rather than a very harsh mode of conduct as we deal with this Delta variant and vaccine.
Yeah, and you know, the other piece to this too is, you know, where is our, you know, our dependence? Who are we depending on? And I would you know, strongly recommend as well that, you know, that we get back to depending on God. And
absolutely.
You know, and that's one of the things that I really appreciate about Liberty HealthShare is, you know, is the faith perspective as well. And that doesn't mean, you know, I mean, Jesus was tempted at the top of the temple, you know, jump off, the angels will catch you, you know, and what did he say? You know, do not tempt the Lord your God. So there are natural God-given means that a lot of doctors are talking about to, you know, make sure that you are maintaining your physical health and building up your immune system and so forth. And the summer is a great time to be doing that, because every winter, there are colds and there are flus and there is what's called a flu season. So, you know, being prepared in the summer and getting your body nice and healthy, and then maintaining that, seems to me to be a good aspect. And that is another core principle of the Liberty HealthShare model, is being health conscious and working at your health. Speak to that if you would.
Well, really what we like to say in that term of health consciousness really is just taking responsibility, being that owner of your health care again, rather than you know, putting that off to a third party or making somebody else responsible for your health, being the one who's in charge of your health care, making sure you know what kind of health care arrangements you're putting yourself in, really supporting your decision for a free market solution to how we pay for health care and how you work with your doctor more as a coach rather than just a mechanic of your health. You know, really changing the mindset that you bring really goes to what we like to call an ownership mindset rather than an entitlement mentality, where often with an entitlement mentality, you're just looking at what you can get. You know, I paid my money, I should be able to get X, Y, Z, and I'll just take whatever's coming to me, rather than being the CEO of your body, as you have said once before, where you're hiring your doctor, you're hiring your hospital, you're making decisions based on what you see fit rather than what a third party sees fit. And the discussion that we're having today really seems to fit in this whole mode and mentality, where you can support the decisions of personal liberty within your life by joining a healthcare sharing ministry like Liberty HealthShare, where if you're making those decisions, you are health conscious, you're taking responsibility, you're the type of person that we really like to see in this this ministry. And if you want to live out your faith in healthcare, you can do that today.
855-585-4237 is the number to call. 855-585-4237, or go to the website libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And I know you may be saying, yeah, but, you know, I can't change. I'm stuck with, you know, with what I've got. Well, actually, you can join Liberty HealthShare at any time. You don't have to wait for, quote unquote, open enrollment. Liberty HealthShare is open for you to enroll in at any point. And again, that number is 855-585-4237. What are, because I, again, this is a proactive approach to healthcare. Are there any things in particular that that your you know, medical consultants are suggesting that people look into or perhaps engage in at this point?
As it pertains to the Delta variant and the vaccine?
Well, and just as it pertains to just general, you know, obviously general good health is a part of that as well. But yeah, go ahead and tie both in.
Well, as our members are dealing with Liberty HealthShare and trying to get educated on the best ways to handle their health, a lot of them are asking about the Delta variant and the vaccine. Frankly, we're on the sidelines supporting your decision in whichever way you go, and how you want to actually integrate that into your life and lifestyle. We're here to help you through that. So we're not going to give direction either way, because that's a very personal choice based on your personal health. But overall, when it comes to your health and working within Liberty HealthShare, you know, basically we're advocating for just being involved in what you actually know that your money is going towards. Why I say that is a lot of people find it interesting that once they become aware of where their money is going, they see greater health outcomes as it pertains to it. So it's a very strange interaction in terms of health economics and health outcomes that really go hand in hand, and you can only get that with a group like Liberty HealthShare.
And again, as Matt is suggesting, once you are, you know, economically aware of where your money is going, then you also become more health conscious about the decisions that you make in taking care of yourself. 855-585-4237 is the number. 855-585-4237. Liberty HealthShare, helping you to have healthcare freedom today. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. 8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com. And use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. All right, very quickly, tomorrow on the program, Dan Gaynor is with us, Newsbusters Media Research Center. We'll talk about media bias, how they're covering stories, how they're covering the Afghan story, and all the news that is out there. We'll talk about that with Dan. That'll be our first segment. Charles Butler, Project 21, Black Leadership Network, National Advisory Council, and they have put out a statement regarding Biden's school discipline idea that could brand teachers as racists. And the Biden administration is exploring a racial disparate impact analysis of school discipline statistics. The leaders of Project 21 Black Leadership Network said this would set up a system of racial quotas of punishment in which everybody suffers. And this is really taking us back to the Obama days when you couldn't punish someone depending on color of skin. That was how it was determined. I'll hit that in just a second. Talk about that in just a second. David Justokas, our constitutional attorney, will be with us tomorrow as well. We'll talk about some of the SCOTUS cases that are coming up. And then Dee Dee Loggison is with us, executive director of Save the Persecuted Christians, and Rick Manning as my co-host. And Dee Dee's going to talk to us. Folks, what's happening right now in Nigeria is atrocious, and potentially what's getting ready to happen on the borders of India to Christians. And I've got pastors in Jammu and in Kashmir that are going to be significantly impacted by what's taken place in Afghanistan. I've got a large network of pastors in Punjab. You can help us, by the way, in supporting what we're doing over there. Food is a huge issue. We're also putting in freshwater wells. We can put a freshwater well in the ground for $400 American. $400 gets the well drilled and the equipment put in to draw water in villages that have never had fresh water, ever. They have to walk sometimes upwards of 5 miles, literally one way, in order to be able to get, and they have to carry these 5-gallon buckets of water back. And sometimes when they get there, the person who has the water will tell them, nope, you can't have any water today. But there's not a phone, and there's not a way for them to make that call. They just simply are out of luck that day. It's terrible. And putting freshwater wells in those communities changes the lives of upwards of 175 families. And when you consider a family over there, you're talking about anywhere from 6 to 10 people. A lot of people are impacted when we put a well in. All right, back to that comment. Money B and I were talking in the break. Folks, biblically, from a scriptural perspective, The Word of God tells us that He has created all men, all women. He is the Creator, and that we are all sons and daughters. Are there differences between saved and unsaved? Yes, and as a Christian, our goal, our great commission that we're sent to do is to preach the gospel message and to share the good news that comes with that. Our founders understood that a truly Christian and biblical nation would be a nation where everyone is free and everyone is treated equally. And that is the purpose of creating a more perfect union. That's where we're at today. Let's do it.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want Him to ask me, "What did you do with the world that I sent my Son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me?" No. At the end of the day, I want Him to simply say, "The evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love His creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into His rest."
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.